little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Can I just ask Dave to signpost for our listening audience his website? Has an enormous number of resources which will be helpful for most of us as GPs dealing with emotional health problems. So perhaps if you could give us the headline website address.
So it's there's a website called www.movingupstream.org.uk, and there's a resources section on there which contains a significant number of simple tools for use in mental health consultations. It's not been updated for a few years, but it's still got lots of useful stuff on it.
Now, when it comes to assessing suicidality and assessing risk with suicide, a very helpful resource within that website, and that splits off your risk assessment into thoughts, plans, actions, prevention, and obviously it's the areas that we've already covered quite comprehensively within our previous discussion, but then allows you then to decide, is this patient at a particularly high risk? Those would potentially be the patients where they're not comfortable to be able to guarantee their safety. And this is one of the things that I quite often will, at the end of that assessment, say to a patient, are you able to guarantee your safety until at least we meet next time? And if they're not, what's their default plan? What would or could they do to protect themselves from their negative thoughts? And is it necessary at this time to be thinking about a referral through to, for example, the crisis team to support them? So helpful to have that they need to have a strategy in mind when they leave your room. And you need to be relatively comfortable with that joint plan at the end of them, your consultation with them.
Yeah. So, I mean, I very rarely use this with a patient. But I think it's a helpful aid memoir. I think it can be used with a patient, and certainly when you see, you know, crisis teams, they will enumerate and write most of this stuff down as part of. But I think it's helpful to sort of, you know, have in your repertoire.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.